Hey, did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Yeah, don't worry, guys, or catch-up-a-roos.
Hello, catch-up-a-roos.
This is the show that you missed from Tuesday morning.
Again, Nate, you say that, but I feel like that really alienates the people that listen to the show and maybe missed a few bits.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Because I'll just say it. I don't want to upset you. Okay, I'm not trying to upset
you. You've already upset me.
Just listen. I don't think anyone listens to our radio show from 6 till 9. Nate's crying right now, mate. I know. I told you not to get upset. It's just asking a lot of someone to get up and listen to a whole radio show. That's 3 hours,
mate. You know what? You just tell people what's on the catch-up.
You're upset, are you?
I don't care.
I've hurt your feelings.
People don't listen anyway.
I'm not doing it anymore. If people don't listen from 6 to 9, I'm not even going to do this thing.
It was a great catch-up as well.
Yeah, look, good one on there, Nate. You play a little Chinese superstition.
Yeah,
very superstitious.
Trying to give you some good luck after Chinese New Year.
It's Chinese New Year.
Oh, nice.
That was fun. But we got Gigi Adid on the show.
Yeah, well, she comes in.
Yeah, well, we're training our producer to be Gigi Adid.
Yeah.
Because we think, well, people in the office say he is. So
he struts his stuff like Gigi.
He just needs to know and to get to think like Gigi. To be a Gigi, to catch a Gigi Adid, you need to think like a Gigi Adid.
And finally, Jim, Apple. They've built a new glass headquarters. People are running into the walls.
Yeah, this is a very funny story because they've made the whole headquarters out of glass.
It's pretty funny.
And so now what employees are doing is putting post-it notes up to say, this is a wall, this is a door, this is an automatic door, this is push.
A gym.
You got a door, you got a gym.
Enjoy.
Now, a huge yesterday, the NBA All-Star Game was on. Mm. For those of you who don't know what the NBA is, it's basketball over in America. Nath, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, you love the basketball. You stayed home all weekend just to watch the basketball, didn't you?
Yeah, well, the thing is, because NBA All-Star Weekend, they have dunk contests, they do all these different things. But then the big game, which is the best players in the world playing against each other, it's a Sunday over there but falls on a Monday here. So it was yesterday that it happened.
Can't they just do it a little bit earlier?
Yeah,
I mean, think about it, you're Aussie people who love the sport.
I'm a little upset the boss didn't give me the day off.
Well, yeah. I mean, how far in advance did you ask? And you text in the morning.
I really love, if I start a new job, just to ask for all the biggest sporting days off in the year on the calendar, just circle them all and be like, you know, when you start a new job and they go, oh, have you booked any holidays? You just go, yeah, I can't work all these days.
Yeah, but where are you going? My couch.
Yeah. Look, Nath, yesterday, Fergie performed the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem. Now, you haven't heard this, have you, mate?
Oh, I have heard it.
You've heard parts of it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I thought, for those that haven't heard it, this is Fergie's rendition. You may not be familiar with the American National Anthem, but let me tell you, it doesn't sound like this.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through that night, that our flag was still there.
Bit of creative license.
Oh, sorry, Ferg.
What? I'm waiting for Will.i.am to come in and go, dun, 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 dun.
I got a feeling, ooh, that Fergie can't sing the anthem.
You can't take creative license with an anthem. You've just got to sing it.
You just got to go out, you sing it, that's it.
You've got to do the words.
That sounded like someone put a record on and slowed it down.
I don't know what she was doing.
The worst part is, you can see this on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. There's a bunch of celebrities, Jimmy Kimmel was there, Chance the Rapper, all the NBA players. They're all laughing. So this is and I don't know who to blame for this, because obviously Fergie probably hasn't done the best version of it.
She's done the Fergalicious version.
No, this is definitely not Fergalicious. Nath, in the studios, you watch the TV behind me and I watch the TV behind you.
Yeah, and they're on different channels.
Yeah, so you watch Sunrise and I watch the Today Show.
Mm.
So we've got all the news covered.
It's almost like we're competing. You're a big Carl fan. I love Koshy.
No, you don't.
No,
one loves Koshy.
you saw straight through me.
I was looking at the TV and thinking, you know what a fun job would be?
What?
Weather reporter on a news show.
Why? Because it's always, easy.
Well, no, it's not. Well, I mean, your words, not mine. But look, they go out, they do fun things, like they're petting animals, you know, they're traveling around Australia.
Well, that's why I'm watching Sam Mack do it on Sunrise.
I'm watching I don't know.
Yeah, you're a big fan, aren't you?
Coming up next, Jim, I'm giving you the opportunity to redeem yourself. You've made a bit of bad luck over the Chinese New Year long weekend, but don't worry, mate, I've got your back. Here's ways to undo it. Next up to Vance Joy on here. Jim, yesterday, in honour of Chinese New Year, which happened over the weekend, I gave you a list of things that you can't do over this period because it brings bad luck. This is what happened. The first one was taking any medicine.
Yeah, I've had a cold, so I took plenty of cold and flu medicine over the weekend.
Don't do laundry?
All I did all weekend was laundry. I did towels, I did two loads of darks, and I did a load of whites.
Wash your hair?
I did, I washed my hair.
Wearing damaged clothes.
What's damaged clothes?
So you know how you have your ripped jeans and stuff?
Yeah. But I buy them ripped, so I wouldn't call them damaged.
Well, that's double bad luck then, your stuff. So you went off to a good start, because all those things brought bad luck.
I'd say all of those were true, except the last one. I didn't wear any ripped jeans or anything on the weekend.
Yeah, okay.
I'm wearing them now. I'm wearing ripped jeans now, but on the weekend, yeah, no, I didn't.
So four of the five things you did, though.
Well, you know, it's not all of them. It should make myself feel a little bit better.
Well, Jim, have no fear, because there's a list that's come out.
I don't, mate. Live on the edge.
There is a list that's come out of foods that you can eat to bring back your luck. So if you ate any of these things I'm about to read out to you over the weekend, then it cancels out the bad luck of the things that you've done.
Okay, yeah, all right. So I did things that were bad luck, but you can eat things to have good luck.
So this is to even the score.
Yeah, so this wouldn't give me good luck. This would just make me...
I'll put you back on par. I'm just looking out for you.
Just normal.
Here's the first one. Did you eat a pear over the weekend?
No, I didn't eat a pear.
Not at all?
Not a huge fan of the pear as a fruit, just quietly.
Yeah, I don't love pears either.
Like, I'd either go, like, apple. You know what I mean? Like, if you've got the choice between pear and apple.
The apple's not on my list, mate. Just...
Bananas? I polish off a lot of bananas.
Also not on the list.
Okay.
Like, I told you the pear. No?
Okay. What about tangerine?
No. Oh! No, it's not on the list.
Okay. I didn't eat one. Just interested it was on the list.
A steamed or fried turnip cake.
That's not even a thing.
It brings good luck.
Have you ever had a steamed or fried turnip cake?
No, but I didn't do all those naughty things over the weekend that brought bad luck.
No, I didn't have a steamed or fried turnip cake.
I don't actually think I've ever eaten turnip.
I've had turnip before in like Asian dishes. It's quite nice as a vegetable. I believe a turnip is a vegetable.
Yeah, I think so. You've never had it in a cake?
But I didn't know it was a cake. Did not know that was a thing.
Be something for dinner tonight. You're
definitely
me.
Not.
This is an interesting one. A red date.
No.
No? I don't even know that were a thing.
I didn't know red, yeah.
Yeah.
Just dates.
Do you have any dates?
No. Girlfriend wasn't here either, so.
It's not looking good for you because you got two more. How about this one? A rice ball, a sweet rice ball. Can't be a savoury one.
No.
No. Did you have rice?
I did have rice.
Oh, did you put it into a ball by any chance?
No, I didn't.
No. Oh, no.
Fingers crossed for the last one.
Yeah, you're going to need to cross a lot of fingers because I know that you had this.
To be fair, you know me pretty well. So going into this, you've known that I've done none of these things.
All right, Jim, to cancel out your bad luck, did you have, over the weekend, a pineapple tart?
Yes!
No, of course not. Jim, there's going to be a puzzle off. It's me against 75-year-old Alan Adams from Aged Care Deloraine, Tasmania's greatest ever puzzle off. It's happening.
Yeah, man versus man. Puzzle v puzzle.
Jigsaw v jigsaw.
Competition-ness. It's the Olympics of puzzles. Yeah, Nath, look, you're going to be versing the AA battery in building a puzzle to see who can do it the quickest. And like any big sporting event, you need celebrity guests. Now, we promised we'd get Gigi Hadid on the show and get her down here to Tassie, to Hobart. Unfortunately, she's busy. She's passed. She said, sorry, guys, I've got a lot on.
She got back to us, though, which is nice.
Yeah, she did. Well, she's a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
But we promised the people that we'd get Gigi. So we need to deliver on that. So we've got our producer, Mason, here. Producer Mace, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. Good morning, boys.
Now, Mason, we need Gigi to be there, and we thought you could be Gigi.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you look like Gigi did. Yep. You're known for your Gigi impersonation. Just give us a bit of it.
That's incorrect. I don't know how she sounds.
Oh, come on, mate.
Give it a crack. Like, you've been doing it in the office all week.
Don't lie on radio. Come on, you know you love
it. So I'm trying to aim for like a typical American female, young. So I'd be like, hey, Jimmy and Nate, it's Gigi.
Wow, Gigi's in here.
I can't tell the difference.
Sounds like the real thing, doesn't it, boys?
Look, Mace, Nath, I think, has a little game just to make sure you're on your GG game.
So, Mace, just to prepare you for being... because you will be GG during the puzzle off. We're going to give you a little bit of a GG quiz just to make sure you're up to date with everything. Everything GG.
Man, I feel like a GG.
Let's go, Mace.
You've got three questions. Right. Okay, this is just to test your GG knowledge so far. You ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. What is GG's star sign? He's thinking.
Yeah.
Channeling his inner GG.
It usually helps when you say something on radio, right?
Pretty sure.
Give us another 5 seconds of silence.
I'm pretty sure she's born in April or May, which would make her Aries.
Oh. She's a Taurus, mate. But she's born in April. So she's a Taurus. I'm born in April.
End of April.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You're also born in April.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why isn't she in Aries? But splits in half.
Incorrect. Yeah. All right, second question.
Star sign chat, guys.
How many Vogue covers does Gigi Hadid have?
How many?
How many has she been on the cover of?
Again,
I'm seeing a number.
Mason, the sound of silence. How many covers does she have?
17 is wrong. She's got 20. 20 covers.
Well, that's close.
That's pretty close.
I thought we were going to go for like the 2 or 3 kind of vibe, and I thought, oh, 17, why not?
Still wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, here's the last one. Now, I'm thinking you can get this one. What colour are Gigi Hadid's eyes?
You have a giant photo of Gigi in front of you.
Yeah, which I'm not going to look at. I'm not going to cheat. From memory of looking at that photo about 10 seconds ago, I'm going to...
If you get this wrong, you're really in trouble.
Yeah.
It's a cross between, like, blue and green.
Mason, it is bluish green.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
How did
Mason
you do it?
Or Gigi?
It is Jimmy and Nath, and we're playing a new game.
I don't know what you said. I said Jimmy got headphones on his head, so Nath can tell a story instead. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, basically how this works is I've got a news story to tell Jimmy. He's going to be listening to music in his iPod headphones. He then has to try and figure out what the story is using lip reading. Jim, your music's in. What song are you listening to?
Song.
No, what?
Wrong. Oh, the song.
What song?
I've just continued with what we're listening to. I've gone Filthy by Justin Timberlake.
Okay, you don't have to. You're yelling.
Am I a bit loud?
Yeah, you're yelling.
I'm yelling?
Turn it down. Okay.
Okay.
You ready to go?
I'm good to go,
mate. Give him the thumbs up. All right, here we go. First line of the story. A donkey has fallen through a roof in Brazil.
A donkey has eaten a pill in Ibiza.
Fallen through a roof. Fallen.
Has a sore hoof.
No.
Donkey has a sore hoof. That makes sense because it's a donkey and it has hooves.
Incorrect. Okay. This is going to be interesting. The donkey allegedly climbed onto the roof of the house.
Can I get that one again?
Alan! Allegedly climbed onto the roof of the house.
Donkey and Alan helped with the hoof. Alan helped fix the hoof.
No, he climbed onto the roof.
Sounds like a vet's name, so that makes total sense.
No. The donkey did not suffer any injuries and the roof has been repaired. The donkey did not suffer any injuries.
Alan fixed the injuries.
No.
He now has a brand new hoof.
There's no Alan. The donkey doesn't have any injuries and the roof is repaired.
Flippers.
No.
Dolphins?
Flippers. What? No.
The donkey roof. Has a friend that's a dolphin.
All right. Take your headphones out.
Headphones out.
He's taking his headphones out. Now, this is going to be interesting, Jim. I need you to do your best and put together that story. What is the story I just told you?
Don't need to do my best, mate, because I've obviously nailed this one. Because I, you know what? Once you get it early, you're onto a good thing.
Okay.
Because you gave me the thumbs up for donkey. Mm. So once I had donkey, I knew... Jim, you've got this, mate. You've locked me in, Eddie, because I'm about to win $1 million.
Tell me the story.
So a donkey, right? He's in Brazil. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a very sore hoof. And he goes and visits his mate, Alan, who's a vet. And Alan says, hey, Mr. Donkey, you've got a sore hoof. But don't worry, I know a dolphin that can help us out. And now the donkey's got a good hoof.
I don't even think I said that many words. That's so wrong. There was a donkey on a roof.
Yeah, got it.
A donkey on a roof in Brazil fell through the roof. He climbed up on top of the roof. He's not injured and the roof has been repaired. There's no Alan.
Sure, you didn't say hoof.
I didn't say hoof. Oh, Alan. Let's talk lawnmowers. There's a man in Russia, of all places. He's been spotted on his new lawnmower in the nude after his wife took away his clothes.
Is it cold in Russia at the moment?
Minus 20 degrees.
Minus 20 degrees. Some people call that cold.
So basically what happened was he got one of those new sit-down lawnmowers for his birthday.
Yep.
Loves it. Can't get off it. And his wife is so over him using it all the time that he was like, she said, I'll take away his clothes. That way he won't go out and ride the lawnmower. He's like,
so he's not even mowing the lawn. He's just
riding around.
Cutting fat laps.
Riding around, doing dowies in the snow. And so she
you wouldn't even need to mow because it's snowing as well.
Well, this is the thing.
He just loves riding his ride on.
I'm like, get him a motorbike or a quad bike or a scooter.
Driving the kids to school. Are you using the car, honey?
No, I'll use the lawnmower.
So it's more fun.
Apparently ever since, for the next week, he's been going out without clothes on, completely naked, and riding his lawnmower around Russia. Around his small town in Russia.
Yeah, I think they might have some issues. Sure, they weren't married at first sight.
My husband's outside riding his thing.
But, I mean, this also must be one of the first times that a partner has asked their partner to stop doing chores. You know what I mean?
Well, technically, he's not doing a chore.
He's in the habit, though.
No, he's not.
He's in the habit.
He's being a pest. He's riding his lawnmower when it's snowing in the middle of winter in Russia. With no clothes on.
Wouldn't it shoot out? Because it shoots out when you cut the grass on the lawnmower, shoots out the grass, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The grass clipping.
I wouldn't say shoot out, just places it.
Yeah, places.
Shoots it.
Pew, pew, pew.
Watch out for the grass clipping.
So is it placing the snow then? Maybe he is doing a favour and clearing the snow from the driveway. Possibly.
I'll just use a shovel, mate. Don't need to be on your ride.
But he's loving it. He's got a new toy. When you get your new toy, you just want to use it.
You want to...
Well, we've got a very... At our little place in Newtown, we've got a tiny little patch of grass.
It's like... It's literally the size of a cricket wicket.
What do you reckon? We get a sit-down lawnmower. I'm just cutting fat doughies.
No one goes to Newtown because you're going to drive past our house and Nate's going to be nude.
I want
to push with the whippersnipper.
I want to talk about doing your chores, doing your housework in the nude.
Yeah.
Have you ever done your housework in the nude before?
No, I can't say I have.
Mm. Have I? I'm trying to think. I think I cleaned at my old apartment on the mainland. I think I cleaned my windows in the nude once. We didn't have any blinds.
Why did you clean them nude though?
You know.
I don't know. I'm asking you. Don't say you know. Why did you clean them nude?
Because I couldn't be bothered putting clothes on, and I didn't think anybody...
So what, you came out of the shower and went, you know what I'm going to do right now?
Clean the windows.
I'm going to clean these windows.
No, I didn't even get out of the shower. I think I took my clothes off to clean the windows. I don't know why I did it.
None of that makes sense.
Yeah, I just...
Because you would have had to take your clothes off and go, you know what, I'm going to take my clothes off to clean this window.
I think it was in the middle of me getting changed to get ready, and I was like, oh, I should probably give those windows a quick clean because I won't remember. Jeez, dude, I'll get a mean note for my neighbours the next day.
I'll be giving you a note. You'll be doing that at our house.
Let's do this. 13, 12, 16, have you ever done housework in the nude? If you have, give us a call and we'll reward you with some movie tickets as well.
Yeah, we'll send you to go see Red Sparrow, the new film with Jennifer Lawrence and Joel Edgerton. It's in cinemas March the 1st.
13, 12, 16, have you ever done housework in the nude? Maybe once, maybe you do it all the time. Let us know. 13, 12, 16 is the number. He's Jagged Edge on Hit 100.9. We just asked 13, 12, 16. Have you ever done your housework in the nude? This is after a guy in Russia. He's been riding his lawnmower around completely naked. After he got it for his birthday, his wife wanted him to stop, so she took away his clothes, but that didn't stop him.
Yeah, a little odd considering, would you say, it's negative 20 in Russia at the moment.
Minus 20.
Or where he is.
Yeah.
And there's no lawns to be mowed because it's snow.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
He's having fun.
Yeah. I mean, surely you're in pain, though. Like
maybe it's a pride thing. He's like, you know what? I don't even need clothes.
Maybe him and his partner might be having some difficulties at the moment.
He just wants to get away.
Yeah. Where are you going, honey? Oh, I've got to go out and mow. It's negative 20 degrees. It's snowing and you have no clothes. Oh, grass is not going to cut itself.
Michaela from Newtown. And now, do you do housework in the nude?
I sure do.
Oh. So, don't make that noise. Michaela, why do you clean in the nude?
Honestly, it's just a freedom of it. You're not restricted by anything.
Yeah.
You can just get your stuff done and go for gold. It's brilliant.
So, Michaela, do you, remove your clothes and then clean, or is it like you just have a shower, you get out and you go, all right, I'm going to clean now?
Yeah, I generally have a shower and get dry and then I just think, well, why not? Like, I'm just, yeah, just clean away.
What kind of housework are you doing? Just cleaning, or are you doing other stuff?
You know, a bit of vacuuming, dusting, whatever really needs doing. I won't hang washing out in the night. I think that's a bit far.
Yeah. That's,
well,
Michaela, do you, how long have you been doing this for? Like, how long have you been cleaning in the nude?
For as long as I've lived on my own for the last few years.
Have you ever been caught? Has anyone driven past or knocked on your door and you're like, oh, I'm nude?
My mother-in-law has almost caught me. I was there one day and, you know, going away, doing my little dusting, whatever I was doing, and I hear a knock at the door and I think, oh, you know, who's that? So luckily I chucked my dressing gown on and, yeah, it was my mother-in-law. Thank God I locked the door that day. Otherwise she would have been
Huge news now for the Winter Olympics. Russian athlete Alexander Krashkensky.
You did that really well.
Thank you.
Well done, mate. You've been practicing.
Yeah.
Big Russian fan you are. Always follow them in the winters.
We've got big Russian fans. They download the catch up. They never miss a show. Yeah, Alexander. He won a bronze medal at the Winter Olympics. And he's tested positive to meldonium. So he's got done for drug cheating. So meldonium increases blood flow, which leads to increased exercise capacity.
Right.
So let you do a lot more.
So especially if you're like a marathon runner or a cross-country skier.
This was the drug that Maria Sharapova, the tennis player, got done for.
Oh, of course, because that's a demanding sport, tennis.
But she said it was accidental, yada, yada, yada.
How can you accident?
Anyway. But this bloke got done, Nath. Got done for drug cheating at the Olympics. Just awful news.
Horrible.
It's not in the spirit of the Olympics.
Mm.
But what's even more disappointing is the sport that he decided to cheat in.
Please don't tell me. Please
it's curling.
It's not curling.
It's curling, yeah. And there's look, you know, and that's the thing. So he's cheating in curling, which, let's be honest, at first looks doesn't look like a very...
it's ice sweeping. You're sweeping the ice, essentially.
Well, you're either throwing the rock or you're sweeping.
Yep.
You're one or the other. So I had
not even throwing a rock. You're sliding. Pushing it gently along the ice.
Curling, where you sweep and gently nudge a rock.
Lawn bowls is more demanding.
So I was like, all right, is he the rock slider or is he the sweeper?
Okay.
What would you rather him be, Nath? Because I feel like you need to have more energy to nudge the rock.
No, I think you'd need more energy to be the sweeper.
Oh, okay.
Because I've seen those guys. Okay. They've got to follow the rock and work quite quickly.
Sweep, 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 sweep.
Like that. So okay, that's more demanding.
Alexander is a sweeper.
Oh, he's a sweeper. Oh, thank God for that. Okay, yep. How long has he been competing for?
I don't know. And the other thing is, he was in the mixed doubles, and his partner's his wife.
So has she been drug tested? Is she in it as well?
I don't know. But I'm really hoping that maybe this isn't even really anything to do with curling. This is a domestic at home that's played out in the ice. She's like, Alexander, you never clean at home. You never sweep. So he's like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to take these melatonin and I'm going to sweep like I've never swept before.
Or maybe he, like when he was looking what sport he wanted to do and he typed in curling, maybe he got it wrong. He thought it was the one where you're at the gym lifting weights and he needed those.
No, he didn't. He's been doing it for a long time.
Jim, I need to talk about whales. Poor old whales.
Yeah, where are they swimming, mate?
Whales the country. They've been copying it a little bit on social media because they've reported suffering their biggest ever earthquake in 10 years. 4.3 it was on the Richter scale, which for people who don't know about earthquakes...
Nearly everyone.
Very tiny.
Small one.
4.3, it wasn't even enough to shake buildings.
Okay.
There was no injuries, no real damage, but there was a tiny little bit of a tremor. So you could feel it if you were standing on the ground.
It's like someone farted loudly near you.
Yeah.
Like, what was that?
Like a big fluff, essentially. So basically there was no damage, no injury, so everyone's okay. But then obviously everyone on social media has gone, hashtag Wales will rebuild.
Yeah.
Get behind Wales. They're going to be okay. Because obviously you've got...
Right, a whale.
Because you've got some countries, especially in Europe, who get they get earthquakes all the time.
Mm.
Some big earthquakes.
Huge.
Speaking of earthquakes, though, I do feel Wales' pain a little bit because I'm a survivor. I was on my America trip in San Francisco.
I told you, mate, no one wants to hear about your trip.
It's hard for me to say, but I survived at 4.4.
I just want to
bigger than the one in Wales.
4.4. What was the one in Wales?
4.3.
Yeah. So just a bit bigger. Just a bit of a background on this story. Nath came back from America and we caught up and, you know, you say, hey, how was your trip? And that was your big thing, mate. You told me, like, Jim, I had a earthquake in San Fran.
Survivor.
And I was like, that's pretty, you know, huge to survive an earthquake and be part of it. You didn't clarify with me. That's all you told me. You said you survived an earthquake. It wasn't till 2 weeks later, chatting to your girlfriend about you surviving the earthquake. Your girlfriend says to me, oh, did you hear about the time Nath slept through an earthquake?
Mate, the finer details aren't important.
And I was
the fact is, I survived it.
I was like, what? And so an earthquake happened. You slept through it.
Yeah, but when I Googled it the next morning, there was an earthquake, and I'm a survivor.
You're an absolute pest.
So maybe one day I'll write a book.
Hey, look, Nath, you haven't really experienced a big earthquake.
4.4.
And the good people of Wales haven't experienced a good earthquake. I mean, this earthquake wasn't even good enough to shake the buildings over there. So, Nath, what I thought, you and me, I reckon we go downstairs outside the HIT building here in Hobart and we try and nudge this building. I want to try and shake the building. Boom, shake, shake, shake the building. The building. The building.
Building. Oh, it's not...
Sorry.
I got excited.
You know when I say you got no musical bones in your body?
Yeah.
It's stuff like that is why I say it.
I thought it might have been a remix. I'm still recovering from my earthquake experience. Got a few head knocks. All right, so.
Building!
Next, we are going to go outside our building here at the studio and try and shake it. We're going to try and push it, run into it, do whatever we can.
I reckon we're going to, like, you know, first we'll try and go for the shove, then maybe the lean, you know, the nudge against your shoulder.
Yeah.
And then maybe a run-up. And a kick or something.
So a few attempts. We'll have a few attempts.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll go down now during the songs. Where are we going to ads? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to ads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, during the ads, we'll go down. We'll stand outside the studio with some mics. We'll get producer Mason in to panel the ship, to drive the spaceship, and we'll cross back to him while we're attempting live to nudge this building, and Mace will tell us if we can do it or not.
Okay, great. We'll do that next. Boom, shake, shake,
shake the building. Building. Building.
Oh, happy Tuesday, Hobart, and welcome to the show. And, Jim, currently we are standing outside our building. It's bloody freezing. Yeah, I'm underdressed.
We're talking about you went out Mount Welly on the weekend in a singlet when it was 5 degrees, and you're very good at underdressing for the occasion. And right now, explain to everyone what you're wearing.
Well, I've rolled my jeans up, don't know why, so my ankles are exposed. I also have a very short shirt on and one layer, no jumper.
I'm wearing the Tassie tuxedo. Got me a puffer vest on. I look great.
Now, Jim, the reason we are standing outside at the moment is because we're just talking about Wales. They suffered a 4.3 magnitude earthquake. Very, very tiny, for those of you who don't know, and it wasn't even enough to shake buildings. So the reason we're out here right now is to try and shake our building.
Yeah, so we are standing outside the HIT studios, outside the HIT building. We've got producer Mason back in the studio. Are you there, producer Mace?
Yeah, I'm here, boys.
Okay, Mace, now you're going to be our correspondent in the building, so you need to tell us, because we're going to push this building as hard as we can. Mm. You need to tell us if we move the building, if you can feel it inside.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Now, Mace, I don't think anybody ever has attempted to shake a building themselves, so this could go anyway. We are worried that the building may collapse.
Yeah, I really wonder how it's going to go, guys. I'm really, really wondering how this is going to go.
Shut up, Mace. Shut up.
I'm hearing sarcasm.
All right, Nate, I reckon the first one, we just go over the building and we just lean into it.
Oh, just give it like a little lean.
Yeah, you want to crouch. And then you sort of want to, like, just lean.
So like you're opening a heavy door.
Yeah,
okay.
On the count of three. Ready?
All right, Mace, tell us if you feel this. Three, right. Two, one.
How was that, Mace?
Nothing.
Mace?
Nothing.
Okay. Nothing. Okay, all right.
What about...
I thought we had it that time.
What about, like, what you're going to push?
No, you need something bigger. I reckon a run and kick.
No, that's final. Oh, that's for the... Don't give away.
You've really thought this out, haven't you?
You've ruined my building push.
All right, okay.
This one's more like just a, you know, like a
forward lean on.
Oh, like a, you know, crouch, touch, pause, engage.
Oh, like a rugby union scrum.
Yeah, I'm going to put my mic down. So we'll go three, two, one.
Oh, come on, Mace. I felt something.
Is there?
Mace?
No, there's nothing. I thought I saw my pen wobble.
Nothing,
but
okay.
No.
All right.
That's just me knocking it.
For the finale. We're going to attempt to run. It's about 5 meters, Nath.
Yeah, I might go forward a little bit more. You can go the 5 meters.
Nath can't run.
I've got better power if I go shorter.
So this is not going to be a big push. This is more of like a kick. So we're at the foundations of the HIT building. We're trying to recreate an earthquake. We're trying to shake the building. Nath, on the count of three, We're going to run up and kick this thing, okay?
This is the final attempt. This is the real kicker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Okay.
All right. Matthew Kennison.
3, 2, 1.
Hi-ya! Mason.
Oh, sorry. Were you kicking, were you? I didn't feel anything.
Oh, Mason! Burger!
100.9, it is Jimmy Nath.
Yeah.
I'm buggered.
Yeah. We're just outside the building. It's good to be back in the warmth of the Hit Studios. Nath, we're outside trying to nudge the building to push it.
Yeah.
Unsuccessful.
Well, I mean, maybe Mason wasn't paying attention. I reckon might have shimmied a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, Mace, pull your finger out, mate. Maybe Mason was stitching us up. It was moving and he just refused to tell us.
Yeah. He wanted to do us again. Yeah.
Look, Nath, huge news. Everyone's talking about it. Fergie, she sung the American National Anthem yesterday for the NBA All-Star Game. This is a bit of it. And the
Rockets red glare. Yeah, bit of creative license from Ferg.
It sounds like someone slowed down a record. You can head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. And you can see the reactions from the crowd, Chance the Rapper, Jimmy Kimmel, there's a bunch of people there. They're all laughing at her. I felt really sorry for her.
Yeah.
Do you think it was one of those things where it was preemptive? Like she went, this is how I'm
going
to do it?
Oh, I reckon she's been, singing it in the shower, going, yeah, I'm going to belt this out, like Mariah Carey style. And
well, no, even Mariah's done the National Anthem plenty of times, mate. Mariah's never done that like that.
Oh, attempted Mariah Carey style, not successful.
I was thinking maybe, because it's not Fergalicious.
No.
We've made that decision, but I think maybe she just walked out and she went, you know what? I'm going to change it up. I'm going to do it different today.
Bit of a remix.
Yeah, wait. Everyone's going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you reckon she'll get the call up for the Super Bowl?
Mate, the Black Eyed Peas have kicked her out. Nath, yesterday we had a little debate in the office. It was about how long you should keep a toothbrush.
Yep.
We were just chatting through the offices. Some people saying, like, you know, have it for a few weeks. Some people have it for a year.
Yeah.
I'm a very new toothbrush person. I like to constantly update the brush.
I think I'm kind of in the middle. I don't like old ones, but, I mean, I'll keep it for a while.
The office was 50-50 sort of on it. It wasn't really, you know, sparking debate, lighting the place
wasn't
up.
Wasn't a game changer.
But then, Nath, you and me, we mentioned that we brush our teeth in the shower.
Yep.
And that really caused some debate in the office. Our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, was like, you guys are disgusting.
That's gross. Stop it.
Yeah. So what we want to do is we want to ask everyone out there, 13, 12, 16, brushing teeth in the shower, do you do it? Are you a shower brusher? Mm-hmm. Is that something you're part of? Because, Nath, you and me are doing it. Loving it.
Always been a shower brusher. It's just so much more convenient. It means you can do everything in the shower. You know what I mean? And when you walk out, you just dry yourself and you're done.
Yeah, we did differ on one thing, though, because we were talking about how you brush.
Tell
everyone how you brush, Nath.
So
go for it.
When I brush my teeth in the shower, what I do is when I'm finished, I just kind of just spit it out as I'm standing. Let it kind of just dribble, but it washes off.
You spit on yourself, essentially, is what you do.
Yeah, I just spit it out. Sometimes it's on myself. Sometimes it's on the glass. It doesn't matter. I'm in a shower. It's easy to wash. The point of a shower is to wash.
This is why when we chose to live together, I said we needed two different bathrooms. Because when I brush my teeth, I make sure I just spit into the...
Yeah, we're not showering together.
Yeah, but that's disgusting. You can't spit everywhere.
But you wouldn't even know because I've cleaned it up.
I do know because you've told me.
Well, now you do.
You're a grub, mate.
No, I'm not.
How can you dribble on yourself?
Because, again, I'm talking about convenience. It's so inconvenient for you to bend down and spit into the drain.
I'm not saying you need to bend over. I'm just saying you need to, like, bend your...
You're still bending. You are still bending. I'm avoiding bending.
This comes back to the fact that you're lazy. You're the guy who won't carry your gym bag.
Lazy.
You go into the gym to lift really heavy weights. Nath weighs 120 kilos.
I don't weigh 120 kilos.
And you won't take your gym bag from your car into the studios and you won't bend over to spit,
mate,
in the shower.
I'm not lazy. I'm convenient. There are people... 12-16, do you brush your teeth in the shower? Because I am convenient. That's what I am.
Yeah, well, your words, not mine.
Turned it up.
13-12-16, do you brush your teeth in the shower? You get up in the morning, do you do it in the shower or you do it in the basin?
Mm. If you do it in the basin, I mean, you're a little bit weird, aren't you?
No, that's fine.
All right. 13-12-16, do you brush your teeth in the shower? Give us a call. We'll get you on next. Here's Rudimental Macklemore These Days on Hit.
Just ask 13, 12, 16, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
Yeah, we had a little debate in the office around brushing teeth and where you do it, how you do it, how often you change your toothbrush. And the shower one tended to be a big debate in the office.
Mm.
Our boss nearly fired us yesterday when he found out we brushed our teeth in the shower.
He was disgusted, wasn't he?
It's not weird.
It's not weird at all. I find it weird if you're wasting time by getting out of the shower, drying yourself, and then going over to brush your teeth.
I'll also do the sink brush. Like,
I'll do
I'm not exclusive.
If I'm not having a shower, I'll do the sink brush.
But I found it disgusting, Nath, that you spit on yourself. Because, there's a lot of room in the... You could just spit in the drain.
I spit on myself in the shower, not just all the time. Put that in context.
No, let's be honest. You dribble on your shirt a bit. You're known for spilling a bit of food.
When I get excited. No, in the shower, I just kind of dribble out the toothpaste when I'm done. Because I'm in the shower, the purpose of a shower is to wash yourself.
Yeah,
and so it washes off.
Not in toothpaste.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still doing the same thing, cleaning.
Oh, come smell me, guys. I'm minty fresh.
Mel from Latana. Now, Mel, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Have you always done that?
I always have, yes.
Does anyone know that you brush your teeth in the shower, Mel, or is this sort of a bit of a secret you keep to yourself?
No, everybody knows. My best mate sitting beside me laughing at you thinking, why is it so weird?
Hey, look, Nath, Apple. They've moved into their new headquarters. They've built this huge new headquarters over in California. It's called Apple Park.
Yeah. Is that a...
No, that's it, what it's called.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a joke. You weren't going for another ding.
Apple Park. I would have called it the Apple Farm.
Yeah, that's good.
Because that's where all the Apple products come from.
Or the Big Apple.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's called the Apple Park. And they're having a bit of trouble because, they like to be cool, they like to be stylish. And much like the Apple stores, they're having a bit of trouble because everything's made of glass.
Mm.
So the walls have made of glass, the doors are made of glass.
Well, all the things, every Apple store I've ever seen has always been made of glass. It's always see-through.
Yeah, so just a lot of glass in this place. And on the first day it opened, 7 people were injured by walking straight into glass doors.
Workers or people going into the store?
No, this is just workers. So it's not a store. This is their headquarters.
This is the headquarters.
This is where everyone who works at Apple's based. Mm. And on the first day, this is 7 people injured who had to go home.
Serious injuries.
Yeah. these are serious injuries.
So you've walked into a door hard enough that you then have to leave.
Oh, hey.
That's a big door hit.
If it gets me out of work, I'll walk into some glass right now. Oh, sorry, I'm going to go home. So 7 people, serious enough. So what employees started doing was they started putting post-it notes on the walls and doors.
Just to remind people.
Yeah, because what happened was people were getting the doors and the walls confused because everything's glass.
Oh, they didn't know which one to push.
Yeah.
If it was an electric opening door. Oh, yeah.
So the post-it notes say wall, door, push, pull.
It'd be fun to go and prank people and just write door on walls. People just standing there waiting for it open. Any minute now.
I really just don't want to go to the bathroom at Apple Park.
Oh, who knows what'll happen.
Sitting in the stores. It's all glass. We can see you doing your business. Look, it's a bit unfortunate, but I think it's quite common when when people walk into glass doors or glass walls.
I've walked into plenty of doors, but you walked into the door here at HIT when we first walked into the building.
Yeah, well, we're about to ask 13, 12, 16, when did you walk into the glass?
Mm.
Did you walk into a glass door or a glass wall? But, Nath, it was our second day here.
One of the early days.
Yeah, we were walking out of the building and I thought the glass doors at the front were automatic.
Yeah.
They're not. You need to push a button to get out.
Mm.
Didn't know that. And I'm mid-conversation with you, looking at your beautiful face like I usually am, and I've, bang, I've hit this thing
real hard.
So hard.
And now our boss has put a post-it note on there saying, this door, you need to press a button.
Button door.
All right, 13, 12, 16, when did you walk into the glass? Let's do that. It's happened to plenty of people. Maybe happened at work, happened at home. When did you walk into the glass? Give us a call. 13, 12, 16, that's it. We just asked 13, 12, 16, when did you walk into the glass, Jim?
Yeah, Apple have opened their new headquarters over in California. It's called Apple Park. Mm. It's like the shape of a donut. It's a big round building, but it's made entirely out of glass. So employees have been walking into walls and doors. It's been so bad they've started putting post-it notes up, writing wall, door, push, pull, electric door.
Is this
toilet?
When I was at school, I walked into a door and got a massive nosebleed, and my nose was bleeding for the entire day. Didn't go home though because I'm tough.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
legend, Nath. That's what the people say.
Lockie, welcome to the show. How are you, mate?
Good. How are you?
We are good. Now, have you walked into a glass door before?
Well, my sister has. We were at Melbourne, and our parents said, let's go to the pool. And there was a glass door, and my sister was only like 3 or something. And she was like, yay, and walked straight into it. And she was crying for ages.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Did she get to go in the pool afterwards, Lockie?
Yeah, she did.
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing.
Get rid of glass doors on pools. Jamie, welcome to the show from West Moona. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're fantastic. Well. Jamie, did you walk into the glass door?
No, but when I was a child, our large German Shepherd did.
Oh, no. Doggo. I've seen a dog break glass before, like just jumping through. Is that what happened, Jamie?
So it was like one of those big glass sliding doors, like floor-to-ceiling ones that go outside.
Yeah.
And our huge German Shepherd dog had run from one side of the house chasing our cat, and the sliding door was open just slightly, so my cat flew through the open bit.
Yeah.
And our dog just had tunnel vision and just absolutely shattered the glass.
Poor dog.
Just completely running through it. He just shook it off at the end, but that entire door just completely shattered.
Oh, well, way to solve that. Get rid of the cat.
Yeah.